The Wisconsin DNR says more corporations and buyers of wood products are requiring third-party certification that trees are grown and cut using methods to ensure long-term forest sustainability. In a dense forest outside Kashina, birds sing in the forest canopy, and Menominee Forest Manager Marshall Pecor points to some of the nearly 50 different tree species on this land.
What we're seeing, the bigger trees, the bigger gray-barked ones, are the eastern white pine, and then underneath is the hemlock and soft maple.
Most of the trees in this part of the forest are more than 150 years old, having grown in together after a windstorm and fire. Overall, the Menominee have 220,000 acres of forests, and much of it is so-called older growth. Pecor says the tribe uses a unique approach when deciding how much timber to harvest and what trees to cut.
I think that the thing that makes Menominee different is I don't think they're short-term market-driven. They're market-driven in the sense that it's longer-term. Grow a wide variety of species, grow the best quality and quantity of those species that we can, and then the forest will maintain health, and then you'll always have timber to sell. I think that's what sets Menominee aside.
Pecor acknowledges that more non-tribal forest owners are adopting selective cutting practices, but he says the Menominee have more experience.
And the unique thing that they did, that they were had the foresight of seeing, is not to liquidate the forest at the turn of the century. So what's happening here, especially in the Lake States, is Menominee starting from a point of, if you want to call it a mature forest, and working to some point of desired condition, while the rest of the state is working from an abused situation to that point. It's much easier to work from our situation down than it is from an abused situation up.
Pecor admits sustainability sometimes carries a price. He says during some points in the last year or two, the tribe laid off 50 workers rather than cut too many trees. Most of the layoffs occurred here at the Menominee sawmill in Neopit. Marshall Pecor says cut logs start their journey at the mill by being debarked.
Some of the bark comes here and then put onto a semi-trailer and shipped to another place where they bag it, mulch, right?
The logs themselves continue on through the mill through an ear-splitting series of saw blades. A little further down the line is a final series of cuts called edging, and Pecor says sustainability and profits must go hand in hand.
There's a series of saws in there that they can move around. They adjust it to get the maximum yield out of the board, and then cuts it into a board, typical board looking. This machine here chops the ends off. So where they put the saws and where they chop it off is all our profit and loss. How thin you can have your saws is all it's worth, the more money we make. How more educated we can keep our guys here into a grade recovery, what board pays the most money, that's all the milling game. That's the game we play. So naturally, if we give them good quality timber, it makes it a lot easier.
DNR State Forester Paul DeLong is familiar with the Menominee's operation. Now, as the state moves towards a forest sustainability certification program, DeLong says the Menominees are a model.
The Menominee have a very long-term perspective, and a job as foresters is bringing that long-term perspective to landowners, thinking beyond the, you know, today and tomorrow and 10 years. When you make a decision on managing a forest, it will have consequences for decades and a century or more.
The state's push for forestry certification comes a century after Wisconsin began its professional forestry program. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.